All right, it is our Tech Talk segment now. David Snell from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. How you doing? You making it out there okay?
Hey, it's okay. You guys do the reporting, and I knew where to go, so I'm all right.
All right. Glad you're okay. Be safe today. All right. Well, we've got the snow, and that makes us think about the holidays and Christmas. And so you have something that's very appropriate here to talk about.
Day of Christmas, the scammer sent to me.
Okay. All right. So here we go. These 12 scams of Christmas to get into.
Yeah, it's that time of year, as you said, Robin, and the scammers don't take a vacation during this period. They actually double their efforts to try to get us to do things that we really shouldn't do. So what we're finding, what we have been finding right along, and they keep popping back up, is the fake shipping notifications that you get from supposedly from FedEx or UPS or other postal service. And if you click on those links, you're more than likely going to get malware installed on your system to cause some problems. I don't know, do you get those type of emails?
I do occasionally, and I'll tell you, I'm tempted because I am doing some online shopping here and there, and I think, ooh, an update. Ooh, will I see a map? Will I see the delivery time? But I resist because I've listened to you over the years, David, and I refuse to click on that email.
Yeah, unless you're asking for the updates, you're not going to get that type of an email from anyone arbitrarily. You have to actually ask for updates and get it sent to you. So we don't recommend clicking on any of those things. If you want to find out the shipping details, go to the site that you purchased the item on and check it there. Just go directly to the site. And that's more about the online shopping, Lisa. This was the busiest weekend for shopping recently, for online shopping.
Wow.
Busier than ever. And the thing about it is that, you know, the shopping sites that we go to, we normally go to them directly because we know what the address is. But if you get an ad from them that looks like it might be from Amazon or Best Buy or anyone else, it may not be from them. Scammers are recreating the exact ads that are available at that point in time with malicious links in the ad.
Mm. Oh,
so
boy.
Another thing to be very careful of.
So go straight to the website.
Go straight to the website. If the ad looks great, go to the website and verify it at that website. Mm. Don't click through the ad.
Yep, perfect.
All right, what else you got for us, David?
Well, you know, the thing that we're going to talk about is a little bit more about social media. We know the social media ads are exactly the same thing. You're going to find ads from Amazon and Macy's and Best Buy there. And if you click on it, malware or ransomware can be installed on your phone or system, so you have to be very careful. Many more people are shopping on their phone than they are on computers now. So, and it's harder to distinguish a valid or an appropriate ad when you're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a hover over a mouse cursor that you can see where that link goes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So you need to be careful. And lastly, with social media, I know everyone's going to visit their family, they're going to take a vacation, whatever they do during the week of December, but don't post about travel plans before or while you're away.
Yeah, I mean, this happens still a lot, and I know this is something we talked about years ago, David, when you first were doing this segment, about when we first could post about that, saying, hey, we're away down in Florida, and you see pictures of people enjoying the tropical. You know, I think during the Thanksgiving break, I saw some.
Hmm.
Yep.
Now,
and
I mean, they're my friends.
You know, your friends are watching. Your friends are watching, but so are the burglars.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to rob them, but someone else might.
Yikes.
So that's the thing to be aware of, is you can post stories after you get back.
Exactly right. Don't do it while you're away. And one last thing, Lisa, and this is for parents of young children and even grandparents with young grandchildren. The Santa letter scams are coming around again.
Uh-oh, Santa letter scams? Oh.
Santa letter scams. So if you get an email about that, phishers are actually trying to manipulate parents' heartstrings by offering great deals on these Santa letters. But before ordering for your child, check for reviews and check the Better Business Bureau. Even then, don't provide too many details about your child or grandchild, such as their birth date, school, pet's name, that type of stuff, because you know they're just trying to build that dossier on you so they can get back in and hack into you later.
Oh, boy. Okay. Red flags all around there with Santa. Goodness.
That's low.
Yeah, right?
It is low.
It's low. These scammers have you no decency at all, sir.
Ugh.
All right. The 12 scams
of Christmas.
Let's
just hope they all get coal.
Exactly, yeah. David.
Day of Christmas, the scammer sent to me.
All right, we don't want anything from the scammers. We want the full list. It is up there in David Snell. People can go read the complete 12 scams of Christmas list. You have it, right? Where can people go to read that?
I do. They go to my website, AxSmartIT.com. Click on my blog link, or they can go directly to AxSmartIT/12 for the 12 scams of Christmas, or go to 959WATD.com and follow Rob and Lisa, because they're going to tell you all about it, too.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.